got a woman, great gosh, what a woman, and I'll never, never let her go. I'll be a witness any time for that woman of mine, because of one thing I know, I searched everywhere, I ain't found none that can compare. She's my angel from above, boy, I'm talking about her love. Now you think her eyes are made for looking, I've got news for you. They're a flaming and a blazing and a cooking, and I'm a guy that knows it's true. Out you look in her eye, you know what I mean. Instead of two pupils, there's a whole lot of scene. She's my angel from above, boy, talking about love. Well, now you think her lips made for speaking, that's what I thought too. Until I found her lips were made for weakening, thrilling me through and through.
How if you kiss her lips, you know what I mean. One kiss from her just makes me scream. She's my angel from above, and boy, talking about her love.
My baby is my one and only. That's the way it's going to stay. I know I'll never be lonely, because I know she'll never go away.
My baby told me, daddy set the pace. You're my horse if you never win a race. You're my angel from above and boy.
Was talking about love.
Gross.
And we are talking about records.
I'm talking about grumpiness.
Today's
my grumpy podcast day.
Oh, Skava is
I'm not in the best mood. I'm tired.
We had a grumpy show before.
He's trying to make me ungrumpy and it's not working. I'm trying to make it not work.
I was suggesting we're
playing only sad songs today.
I was suggesting we should just play crappy flip sides of bad records, like waltzes with accordion.
I said I wanted to not be in a bad mood. I'm in a sad mood, not a bad mood.
Is that because you're tired?
Yes.
That's what the record says you're going to play.
Paul Moneymaker.
But let me, before we go on with our grumpiness, let me tell you what that was. Hello, first of all. Scotty.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay, I'm trying to be incredibly happy now to neutralize
Yuck.
You. That was Talking About Love by Jerry Grant and the Rockabilly Bandits. If in 2020 somebody would come up with a band and call it the Rockabilly Bandits, you would expect this to be they're going to play cover versions of Folsom Prison Blues or something like that in a bad accent or something. That's what I expect from a band named Rockabilly Bandits. But hey, in 57 or 8, it was still a new thing. Good popcorn record, this is. So, Grumpy Scapa, next is you.
The next one I'm playing is I'm Tired by Paul Moneymaker on the Fredlo label.
But Paul Moneymaker is not singing. I see that from here.
Oh, wait.
Vocal by...
Vocal.
Yeah, on the right here. Vocal by
Lindy
Cooper.
That's completely crazy. Why does he have Paul Moneymaker and the...
I don't know. I guess
And the Rainbow Valley Boys.
I'm sure that Paul was the moneymaker and Lindy... What was it? Lindy Cooper didn't see a cent for this. Probably.
Well.
Let's play it.
Looking for your face in every crowd I see. Checking every honky-tonk in this town. Trying to find the places that you hang around. Lord, I'm tired. Tired of living this away. I've been waiting on you, baby,
night and day. I'm wondering if your love will ever come my way. My time's running out and I'm slowing down. I'm tired of being just another hang around. Oh Lord, I'm tired, tired of living this away. I find myself so lonely when I'm not with you. What makes you just the kind of girl a guy will love? You got so many others that you're thinking of. Oh Lord, I'm tired, tired of living this away.
Tales you told me were little white lies. To think of you, I guess a doggone man. I hate to admit, but baby, I've been had. I was shooting for the moon, but I don't feel so happy somehow. I was shooting for the moon, but baby, won't you look at me now? You had stars in your eyes, roses in your cheeks, the devil's in your face. We're playing out. You are all I had, and I'm so sad. I guess I had it pretty doggone bad. I was shooting for the moon, but look what you did to me. I was counting on your love, but you sure went back on me. Now I'm shooting for the moon, tears in my eyes, and I've begun to realize I'll keep on shooting for the moon. Yes, I'll keep on shooting for the moon.
They keep on shooting for the moon, and I keep on trying to make Scabba happy.
But actually, you just made me cry.
Because I think this should be a Scabba record. I give this to you for Christmas. Happy Christmas. Christmas is canceled, but this is our 2 days before Christmas show.
That makes me happy.
You don't look like you're happy.
Yeah, it's been a tough weekend. I lost a friend, my first DJ partner, actually, who, yeah, just lives around the corner from here, and... yeah, it's been a tough one to hear about. So I want to dedicate a song to him. This is Race with the Devil, Johnny David on the Dot label.
When I was young, well, I was full of life. Dreamed of a home, a family, and a wife. But somehow my dreams fell through. Leaving my heart a feeling like I do. My life is a race, a race with the devil, a race with the devil. Work real hard, well, just to pay my rent. Work real hard and I don't waste a cent. Had many jobs that I didn't like so well. Swept many floors and I drove a many nail. My life is a race.
devil. That's the reason I drink and gamble. That's the reason I love to ramble. And at last when I leave this earth, race with the devil for all I'm worth. My life is a race, a race with the devil, a race with the devil. Shouldn't do it. May hell be as happy as a road that leads to it. Why should I try to change my way? I'll outrun the devil on judgment day. My life, my life is a race, a race with the devil, a race with the devil.
I wonder if you knew that song.
Yeah. He's played it. I think he played this one time he DJed. I'm
really?
Pretty sure.
Okay.
Yeah, so this one's to Mitchell. I'm going to miss spinning records with you. So hope he's spinning some records somewhere else.
I'm sure he does. I'm really sure he does.
Yeah.
Sorry that you now have to spin your records with me.
Yeah. What a trade. No. No. It's, yeah. Just life is too short. You should, especially during a pandemic, you reach out to the ones that you love and just tell them
that's
that
true.
You care.
Yes.
And I care about Bear Bull because he gave me a record.
And I
that's
see
the only
how
reason
you...
why. No, so she... I gave him a record too.
It really feels like
swap.
Christmas. We just did a
record swap.
Before I announce this record swap, I want to tell you that the record I played before, that is now Skawa's record, Carl and Norman Shooting for the Moon on, what was the label? Empire, I think. I think it also came out on a picture sleeve. And I'm glad I don't have the picture sleeve because these kids were ugly. And
<That's> horrible.
I know. But here is something very special that I just got for a present. Something on the Lavender label. That comes from...
what does it say?
Seaside, Oregon. I think the only record I have from that region... And that's Judy Swart, Skyjack 71. A completely, this record sounds like nothing else. It's got a surfy guitar, a woman who can't really sing. It is just a very, very, I don't know. This record sounds like nothing else. And I love it, and I can't tell you why. It's a sound, I don't know. Judy Swart, Skyjack 71. I don't even know from when that is. Could this be a record from 71? I don't think so.
It's not an easy one to give up, but yeah. I'll just wait for the next copy to show up.
There will
hopefully.
Be another copy. I don't even think that this is, I don't know if that's a valuable record or not, but it's, yeah, listen to that. That's crazy.
Let me sing you all about it. From the Seattle's runways toward Nevada he did fly. And from northwestern Oregon he borrowed a jet plane. Made a jump down to earth. 200,000 was his goal. Skyjack 71. Pirate of the sky. Some say he jumped down to his face. Body they will find. Some say he chose a better place, a legend in his time. It's hard to figure out his plot, it's hard to really say if he lives or met his fate. Branded either way. Skyjack 71. Pirate of the sky. Some people make a hero of him, some don't really say. Some others hope to find his bones, some hope they got away. This ballad now is in his way with a mystery and song. Whether he's a legend or branded outlaw. Skyjack 71.
I don't even know how to call that music. Was that a popcorn surf garage weirdo thing? If you think we're weird, listen to this.
Oddball.
The dreaming room. Peace of mind in the dreaming room, where thinking is free, and closed eyes suddenly see a daytime that's night, dear, with colors so bright in the dreaming room. Yeah, there's purple and orange and yellow and green, the prettiest color that you've ever seen. Voices are calling slowly.
Told you we're weird.
If you didn't have a headache before that, you might have one now.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's also a non-genre kind of style music. I don't know.
Like mod psych or something?
Popcorn, R&B. I don't
know. Weird, who is that?
This is Don Farden on The Dreaming Room.
Was he Farden?
On the GMP Crescendo label.
Yeah, an absolutely crazy record. Almost too much, but pretty good.
It is over the top, but that's the way I like it.
Here, this was certainly, this wasn't overproduced, but it was full of everything. Yeah. Now here's a record that's equally psych, but it's completely underproduced, and I like that a lot. I don't know if you know that. Dan Price, Who's Gonna Sleep With Me, on the Ranger label. I would call this country psychedelia. Very, very strange, very haunting, and give this a listen. It's just odd.
Who's gonna sleep with me this dark and stormy night? Who's gonna sleep with me this dark and stormy night? Someone out in the middle of the field, someone or something said, I will. It was awful hot, muggy that day. A storm was a-brewing, it was blowing my way. I'm a bachelor and I live all alone. Don't have much to call my own. On my door there was a note that read, you won't be alone tonight in bed. Who's gonna sleep with me this dark and stormy night? Who's gonna sleep with me this dark and stormy night? Something out at the edge of the field, someone or something said, I will. What it was I was afraid to say, I knew one thing, it was aiming to stay. Tell you the truth, so listen close, I'm not that type that believes in ghosts. But after reading the note left there, I wasn't afraid, I was just plain scared. Who's gonna sleep with me this dark and stormy night? Who's gonna sleep with me this dark and stormy night? Something out at the edge of the field, someone or something said, I will. Lightning flashed, and I could see something standing by that big old tree. Horns on his head, tail like a mouse. I jumped in my truck and I cut out. Minute later, I was doing 100 when I settled back and began to wonder, who's gonna sleep with me this dark and stormy night? Who's gonna sleep with me this dark and stormy night? Something picked on top of the cat, stuck his head in the window and said, I will.
Just couldn't sleep. I laid there and counted them same old sheep. Got a letter saying, Daddy, don't stay too long. So I'm packing in the morning and I'm moving on. Thunder, lightning, storm, or rain, hey, hey. Ain't a thing gonna stop me till I'm with her once again. Thunder, lightning, storm, or rain, hey, hey. Ain't a thing gonna stop me till I'm home again. Is what changed my plan, saying, Daddy, you're a woman, just gotta have a man. What good is your treasure of silver and gold? You stayed away too long and let my love grow cold. Thunder, lightning, storm, or rain, hey, hey. Ain't a thing gonna stop me till I'm with her once again. Thunder, lightning, storm, or rain, hey, hey. Ain't a thing gonna stop me till I'm home again. Said I get lonesome at the set of sun. My heart starts to aching and my feet wanna run. You know I warned you, Daddy, when you left that day, that it just ain't safe to leave your woman this way. Thunder, lightning, storm, or rain, hey, hey. Ain't a thing gonna stop me till I'm with her once again. Thunder, lightning, storm, or rain, hey, hey. Ain't a thing gonna stop me till I'm home again. I wanna go home, I gotta go home, home again.
That was pretty country.
Barbell was holding his ears.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
It was a little high-pitched
yes.
Diddly. That was Tony Douglas, Thunder and Lightning on the D label. I thought since Barbell had played Thunder, also a thunder,
song about a stormy night.
Stormy night.
Who's going to sleep with me on this
maybe
darkest?
That doesn't help my mood because it's really, it's not stormy, but it's rainy and cold outside.
Well, officially the winter started here in the northern hemisphere. The winter
it's
started
warm,
yesterday
it's so
and
cold.
It's like springtime. Sometimes we're happy to get this beautiful spring weather on Easter. So, yeah. As I said, Christmas is canceled in every way. Here's a record for you. I'm trying to neutralize
for me?
This. What?
For me? A record for me?
No. Oh. No. You, when I say you, of course, I mean you, listener. Here's a R&B record of Johnny Fuller. Johnny Fuller did a whole bunch of stuff, lots of stuff on Imperial. And actually, his biggest hit, Haunted House, is the only one I don't like. But all his other records are pretty great. I think I played you Mercy before. That's an absolute monster. And this one here is also pretty nice. Don't Slam That Door.
Here and there. Don't down that door. Ain't gonna tell you no more. I just want the facts, no talking back. Telling you what I like. Singing these bluesy songs. I want you girls by my side.
Heart fall in your hands, and now I know I'll be a lonely man. Runaway lover, please come home. Runaway lover, you've been gone too long. I used to love you, but you broke my heart. Runaway lover, I guess we'll have to part. Runaway lover, you just can't win. Runaway lover, to love you is a sin. Runaway lover, please come home. Runaway lover, you've been gone too long. I used to love you, but you broke my heart. Runaway lover, I guess we'll have to part. When you return, you will not stay. And every time you steal my heart.
Beautiful.
Couple of breakup songs.
Mm-hmm.
One's slamming the door and the other one's running away.
That's how it is.
Yeah, that was Grady Lewis, Runaway Lover on... That's the lover. Runaway Lover.
Lover.
Colonial.
Yes.
Yes.
A beautiful record.
It's really beautiful. Nice. Very, yeah. It's not in the best condition, but most of my records aren't, so...
Yeah, I guess you have learned that from us, that we... I mean, it's good to get the occasional VG Plus or Neo Mint record, but usually we can't afford it. We just pass them by when we see a good record and we say, "Nah, we'd never be able to afford that." And there comes a G Plus or VG Minus and say...
He does this more often than I.
Yeah, that's true. this is actually a good example for that. This is a story I'm telling you, something I knew nothing about. I am absolutely zero educated on...
everything.
And she's right, yes. Calypso music. What do I know about calypso music? Calypso music. I'm feedbacking. That's what I know. Pretty much nothing, but I knew for a long time, I've known that there are so many, I've heard somewhere people play beautiful minor key calypso records, And I don't know, one day I started to find out what all this stuff is, and I couldn't find much about it. I heard a lot of stuff, and it was never anything that I thought I heard before. And it's like, no, that's not it. That's not really it. And then all of a sudden I came across something, and I almost passed it because it says Blind Blake. And I thought, oh, no, Blind Blake, that's a blues guy from Virginia, I think. He was not a calypso guy. And then I learned the answer was so easy. There were two Blind Blakes. They had nothing in common but being blind. But
being Blakes.
Blues man, his name was Arthur. I forgot. I think. Wait a second. I got that here. I'm sorry. I don't remember. But I know that there was another Blind Blake on the Bahamas in Nassau, and his name was Blake Alfonso Hicks, also known as Blind Blake. And he recorded a lot of stuff as Blind Blake and the Royal Victoria Calypsos, because they were the house band of a hotel in Nassau. And there were three folders with three 45s each of recordings that he made that they put out on Art Records. I'm not even sure if Art is right, because I play a lot of records on this label. I think it's called ART, or call it Art, I don't know. They made three beautiful folders. They come in a sleeve with a nice cover. They all look the same, just in different color. And each of these folders contains three 45s with four songs each. And on that, I found one song. It's a hit. I mean, probably most people who are into Caribbean music say, of course, I mean, that everybody knows this. How could you not know that? I didn't know it. And I'm really happy that I do know it now. Love, Love Alone by Blind Blake and his Royal Victoria Calypsos. This is just absolutely wonderful. I heard this and I thought, man, it couldn't be more beautiful. And I play this on a 78 stylus, by the way, because on a 45 stylus, it sounds like crap.
Really?
Yes.
That's right.
Okay. I tried to figure that out. It's really hissy on a 45 stylus. So listen to that, something completely different from us. And probably most people into Calypso will say, yeah, I mean, how can you not know this? But hey, I don't care. I love it. Here it is.
That's love, love alone. Cause King Edward to leave the throne. That's love,
love, love alone. Cause King Edward to leave the throne.
I know King Edward was noble and great, but his love would cause him to abdicate. It's love,
it's love,
it's love alone. Cause King Edward to leave the throne. I know my mommy, she gonna grieve. He say I cannot help, but I'm bound to leave. It's love,
it's love,
it's love alone. Cause King Edward to leave the throne. And he got the money, and he got the talk, and the fancy walk, just to suit New York. It's love,
it's love,
it's love alone. Cause King Edward to leave the throne. You can take me throne, you can take me crown, but leave me in my Simpson to renown. He says it's love,
it's love,
it's love alone. Cause King Edward to leave the throne. I come a reel, I come a roll upon my mind. I cannot leave me Simpson behind. It's love,
it's love,
it's love alone. Cause King Edward to leave the throne. If a plane or a ship don't carry me free, I'll walk with Miss Simpson across the sea. It's love,
it's love,
love alone. Cause King Edward to leave the throne. On the 10th of December you heard the talk, when he gave the throne to the Duke of York. It's love,
it's love
alone. Cause King Edward to leave the throne. Then Baldwin water break down the stand. He say, come to me, you American.
It's love,
it's love alone. Cause King Edward to leave the throne. Then Baldwin Charlie break down the stand, he say, I'm giving up with my government. It's love,
it's love,
it's love alone. Cause King Edward to leave the throne. Now he's the victim of
of circumstance. Now they live in the south of France. It's love,
it's love,
love alone cause King Edward to leave. Have you seen Mrs. Simpson across the street? You can guarantee she's a busy bee. It is love,
it's love
alone cause King Edward to leave. Let the organ roll, let the church bell ring. He say good luck to our second bachelor king. It's love,
it's love
alone cause King Edward to leave the throne.
A broken-hearted gypsy told her story well. The love she won, the heart she broke as she cast her evil spell. She stole my love and broke my heart, but now she pays the price. Cause my love has gone far away, my warm heart's turned to ice. Her kisses were so wonderful, she cuddled up so fine. The devil meant written in her eyes would make a good man lose his mind. Your beauty was your weapon, your body was a tool. I couldn't believe the talk about what my heart was the fool. Your eyes, they held a promise, my love was in your hand. Your heart was a demon with the devil in command. Your kisses were so wonderful, you cuddled up so fine. The devil meant written in your eyes would make a good man lose his mind. Have you ever lived in a broken dream that you guessed from the start? You gave your love so honestly, in turn she broke your heart. I've just gone back into that dream, but listen while I tell my side of this broken heart that your heart knows so well. Your kisses were so wonderful, you cuddled up so fine. The devil meant written in your eyes would make a good man lose his mind.
We should make a poll. What is your favorite Johnny Horton record? He made so many records.
I don't know if that's just too hard of a decision.
It is hard. But actually, Train with a Rumba Beat would have gone together very well with this Caribbean record that I played, because it plays in Cuba.
Well, anyway, I played Johnny Horton instead. Brokenhearted Gypsy.
Gypsy. That is such a wonderful record. You cannot destroy this record. And if you look for this record, be careful. He recorded this twice. This is the Mercury release from, I don't know, 56? I don't know. He recorded it again in a very orchestral way in 60 or 61. Same song, but really big production, and I don't like it. It's still a good song. I think even the more successful version. But this one here, this is indestructible. This version of Brokenhearted Gypsy, absolutely great. And since I said we should have a poll, what's the best Johnny Horton record? I can tell. I think that was his best minor key country record. And my favorite, most rockabilly record of him is this one, Lovers Rock on Columbia. Just wow.
That I know about. I go there with my baby every time I take her out. We park by the rock and watch the lights down below, and I tell her things that she ought to know. They call it Lover's Rock. They call it Lover's Rock. Well, everybody's rocking and it's very little talking, just a hugging and a kissing going on. Saturday night, we'll park by the rock in the night. I grab my baby and steal a kiss, and then I know she'll be stealing it right back again. They call it Lover's Rock. They call it Lover's Rock. Well, everybody's rocking and it's very little talking, just a hugging and a kissing going on. They call their own, where they can always go when they wanna be alone. Lover's Rock is the best around. It's a short way up, but it's a long way down. They call it Lover's Rock. They call it Lover's Rock. Well, everybody's rocking and it's very little talking, just a hugging and a kissing going on. Hugging and a kissing going on.
Yeah, I have to put some very little talking in here. I have to say it, Grady Martin. It was, of course, Grady Martin on guitar, and he's so good. And I think Johnny Horton has never been as groovy as on this record. This singing fisherman could never be cooler. Here's next record.
The forces of evil have found you. The forces of evil have bound you. The forces of evil surround you constantly. The forces of evil are creeping, while forces of goodness are sleeping. And forces of evil are keeping you from me.
You from me.
The forces of evil show you pleasure, show you treasure, show you sin, show you ways to keep the goodness out and keeps the evil in. Forces of evil lead you blindly down the path of blazing light, hiding all the things inside you that should tell you wrong from right. Forces of evil can't win you as long as the goodness stays in you. And forces of evil can't win if your love is true. Evil have found you. The forces of evil have bound you. The forces of evil surround you constantly. The forces of evil are creeping, while forces of goodness are sleeping. And forces of evil are keeping you from me.
You from me.
The forces of evil show you pleasure, show you treasure, show you sin, show you ways to keep the goodness out and keeps the evil in. Forces of evil lead you blindly down a path of blazing light, hiding all the things inside you that should tell you wrong from right. Forces of evil can't win you as long as the goodness stays in you. And forces of evil won't win if your love is true. If your love is true. If your love is true. If your love is true.
Well, one cup of coffee and a cigarette, I'm waiting on the one I wanna love and pet. It seems like a year since I seen her face. Cup of coffee and a cigarette. Oh, well, I think I'm gonna cry if she don't show up. The tears are gonna fall in the coffee cup. sparks are getting in my eye. But ain't the reason that I cried. I'm waiting on my baby and she ain't here yet. One cup of coffee and a cigarette. Cigarette, I'm waiting on the one I wanna love in bed. It seems like a year since I've seen her face. Her sweet lips I can't wait to test. I'm waiting on my baby and she ain't here yet. One cup of coffee and a cigarette.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. This happened to me, and I don't know what to say about it.
This happened to me.
That was, of course, everybody knows
what
that.
What happened
that
to
was,
you?
It happened to me. That was, of course, everybody knows this. One cup of coffee, Glenn Glenn. A fantastic song, fantastic lyrics. I mean, Glenn Glenn, just a classic. But I knew this, I don't know, since a teenager from compilations and Glenn Glenn LPs and everything. And for some reason, I don't know why, but... all these compilations and reissues of those Glenn Glenn recordings, they all featured another take of One Cup of Coffee. And that's the one I knew, and it had groove, and it had power and everything. And then I was so proud when I thought, hey, I got an original copy of One Cup of Coffee by Glenn Glenn. And I played it, and it was another take. And yes, it's good. It's great. If I hadn't known the other take that is probably played anywhere... I would have probably thought this is an amazing record, but
since
now that I hear it, it feels
really
sloppy. It feels like they were just practicing and like, what am I going to do? It's like it has no groove, has no power. I don't know why.
It's missing something. If you don't know the other version, then this
if
would
I hadn't
be great.
Known the
I think,
other version,
yeah.
This would have been probably great. So I'm thinking I might sell this again. I don't know. I just don't enjoy it.
Is there another take?
That is the only version they ever put out. The other take
that's
that
weird.
I consider better is the one that's on all reissues. So
okay.
That was not released. So this was the original 45. And I can't enjoy it as much as I did the other one. So that's weird. We played something before, and that was The Forces of Evil pressed this record. We have to edit that in the aftermath. Because
I didn't even announce it. I forgot.
Yes, you didn't. That was so loud, and incredibly loud pressing.
Really
I think
loud.
I'm going to edit this and turn it to about a half volume or something, because
that was
blew us away here.
It even says ultra high fidelity.
It was ultra loud fidelity on dot.
It was Jay Brinkley, Forces of Evil.
Yeah. This is funny. This is a good record. I was just...
That was a request by Bearable. Of course it's a good record.
Yes. If I request, it's got to be good.
And now we're going to do a twin spin.
No,
kind
well,
of.
Well,
not
by
really.
The Holly twins.
See? You ruined my joke. He always ruins
oh,
my
you
jokes.
Wanted to do that?
Not even that funny, but then
I didn't
he just
even
takes
know
him
you were...
over. A twin spin of Okefenokee.
We go to the swamp.
The first one is the Holly Twins.
Mm-hmm. That's
on
a good
Rendezvous
one.
Records.
Mm-hmm. And I play, I'm making an exception here. I play an LP track because I was desperately looking for a 78 of Curly Williams, Okefenokee, or on the Okefenokee, a great record. I'd like that a lot. And I was looking for the 78 for years, and I still can't find it. So I said, come damn it.
Maybe one day, if it ever does happen, we can play the 78.
I even think that's a $3 record that nobody wants, but I just haven't seen it. So I play it from an LP, and it's good. So, Okefenokee.
Ready, baby?
Mm-hmm.
Went out on a picnic in the Okefenokee, and my baby went a hunting for wood. He didn't come back, so I looked for him like any true lover should. Okefenokee.
near. Keep the drivers rolling, carry me back to the old Pinocchio farm, and keep that bell a tolling, shoveling the coal till you black and smoky. Just can't wait till I go strolling down by the river with my Sophie. Smell the perfume of the sweet magnolias way down on the old Pinocchio. I've got the blues and now I'm going back down south to the old Pinocchio. Down the river I'll soon be rowing in my bateau, me and Sophie. Oh, too long there we'll be playing our two children, Jane and Toby. We'll be happy cause we'll be staying right there on the old Pinocchio. Back to the old Pinocchio farm and keep that bell a tolling, shoveling the coal till you black and smoke. You just can't wait till I go strolling down by the river with my Sophie. Smell the perfume of the sweet magnolia way down on the old Pinocchio. I've got the blues and now I'm going back down south to the old Pinocchio. Down the river I'll soon be rowing in my bateau, me and Sophie. For too long there we'll be playing our two children, Jane and Toby. We'll be happy cause we'll be staying right there on the old Pinocchio.
And I think it's the best. Isn't that great?
That was a much better version of Okie Pinocchio.
Those animals in the other record.
They were way louder than... It's like a movie when the music's louder than yes. the voices.
Yes.
Somehow this is the animals louder.
And I'm pretty sure these animals don't even live in the Okie Pinocchio.
How would you know? Have you ever been there?
I've never been there. Curly Williams on the Okie Pinocchio. I think that's 1951 or something. Great.
That's a beautiful song.
Yes. So if you have a 78 of that... I traded for my Glenn, if you want to.
Whoa. whoa.
What's next?
Oh, my turn.
It is. Okay.
Yeah, this is the Decca label, Lonzo and Oscar.
I have a whole bunch of major label stuff today. Yeah, we should dig out some obscurities. Yeah.
Yeah, Lonzo and Oscar, Seesaw Baby.
Funny.
He so, she so, they so, everybody saw you slipping around. He so, she so, they so, everybody saw you doing the town. He said, she said, they said, everybody said you wasn't alone. He said, she said, they said, everybody said you were doing me wrong. Seesaw baby, where'd you go last night? I tried to call you on the phone, your mama said you wasn't at home. He saw, she saw, they saw, everybody saw you in that hack. He said, she said, they said, everybody said you were ballin' the jack. Ripsaw, hacksaw, jigsaw, buzzsaw, crosscut they could see. He saw, she saw, they saw, everybody see, saw baby but me. She saw, they saw, everybody saw you slipping around. He saw, she saw, they saw, everybody saw you doing the town. He said, she said, they said, everybody said you wasn't alone. He said, she said, they said, everybody said you were doing me wrong. Seesaw baby, where'd you go last night? I tried to call you on the phone, your mama said you wasn't at home. He saw, she saw, they saw, everybody saw you in that hack. He said, she said, they said, everybody said you were ballin' the jack. Ripsaw, hacksaw, jigsaw, buzzsaw, crosscut they could see. He saw, she saw, they saw, everybody see, saw baby but me.
Well, I know you wonder what's wrong with me. I got a little gal down in New Orleans, and she's trying to teach me how to speak a Japanese. Natato watashi wa hitoshi hokone. She's the cutest little thing that you ever did see. And when I try to hold her up close to me, she hollers, Natato watashi wa hitoshi hokone. My tongue gets twisted and I wanna sneeze every time I try to speak to her in Japanese. But if I'm ever gonna get her on my knee, I have to try to talk her language like she's teaching it to me. Anatato watashi wa hitoshi hokone means you and I are in the same mood in Japanese. I love that gal and I know she loves me. With her anatato watashi wa hitoshi hokone. A Japanese out of me. I'm gonna take my Tommy Hawk and go on a spree, singing a Natato watashi wa hitoshi hokone. A Natato watashi wa hitoshi hokone. How I'm gonna change that gal if my squaw she will be. And when I get her inside my own teepee, I'm gonna teach her how to love like a Cherokee. My tongue gets twisted and I wanna sneeze every time I try to speak to her in Japanese. But if I'm ever gonna get her on my knees, I have to try to talk her language like she's teaching it to me. Anatato watashi wa hitoshi hokone means you and I are in the same mood in Japanese. I love that gal and I know she loves me. With her anatato watashi wa hitoshi hokone.
Whoa. Now the mic is on.
That put me in the same mood as you.
You and I said. Honestly, this, yeah. I know. I thought I'd do a double decker set here. And yes, a bit of teaching Japanese here. That was, I played you the other side on the last show before, and that's what I tried to pronounce. I failed, obviously.
Very, very big fail.
Chuck Bowers, You and I Are in the Same Mood.
Yes. I like that one.
That's a beautiful record. Good double sider.
Yep, and I am going for A Strange Desire.
You, yeah, okay.
Troy Talton on the Kin label, K-I-N. Not Talton. Like Barbie and Ken.
Troy Talton. That's not a hit. That's not a name you become famous with, but hey.
Maybe he changed his name in later days. Anyway, here we go. It's Troy Talton.
Cupid's arrow crushed my heart. My heart stood chained in a burning flame, a flame with a strange desire.
A flame with a strange desire.
My head felt kind of dizzy. My eyes went around and around. Though I feel this way, everything's okay. It's just this strange desire.
Such a strange desire.
Darling, don't
working in another world. On the way to picking up my girl. Sore as sparrow was and past my nose. I took a sniff and I smelled the rose. Jaywalking,
jaywalking,
jaywalking on a summer's day. Then a cop looked me in the eye. Like an old G.I. But when he saw that I felt so good, he smiled and he told me that he understood.
Happiness here. That's beautiful. Also kind of different. A feel-good record. Jaywalking by the Fugue Four. Do you pronounce it Fugue? F-U-G-U-E.
Fugue.
Fugue Four. Fugue
My English is not so good.
Mine is neither. On United Artists. Yeah, good record.
That's a good record. And that's not something you can do around here anymore so much, jaywalking.
Yeah, that's true. It's lockdown.
No, it's lockdown, but also there's had lots of construction on the streets we live, and now there's street lamps, stop lights every
they read
couple
the street
of blocks,
we live
which
in.
we never had before. So you had a jaywalk to get to the other side.
But something else, I mean, it's now episode, what is it,
19? 19. Galigosho G.
Do you remember when we did our very first podcast episode in March, I think? That's when there was the first
lockdown.
Corona knockdown.
Lockdown.
Yes, we were knocked down and we were just bored doing this. And you know what? We got our second lockdown now and we're going to make a big show in the third lockdown, in the fourth, and in the fifth. Just wait and see.
How many lockdowns are you expecting?
Just wait
very,
and see.
Not very positive thinking at the moment, but yeah. But anyway, so now this one's over, though.
This one's over. Yeah, we're gone. That was Galigas OG.
I guess we're going to see you next year.
That's right. Yeah, see you next year.
2021.
Sounds weird, huh?
It does sound weird. We're going to be living in the future.
You know what I think? You know what I think? 2020 was a year that sucked completely. All over the world, this was a bad year. What was the only thing good in 2020? Us! Galigash OG! I'm sorry about that.
Now this song's going to be perfect because you're going to be in hot water after that.
This is Denny Reed, actually, I hate this record.
I love it. This isn't for me to torture him.
This is because
on the MCT label.
I tell you what, the only thing that's this is like a catch-22. The thing that destroys the record are some bitches who talk into it, and the
it's like me always talking when you're trying to talk.
No, but the thing is, what they say is exactly true. That's all I think about this record, which is how embarrassing, how awful. Oh, forget it. That's actually the part I like best.
Hot water, hot water.
Just to look at me, who would ever suspect? I'm in hot water up to my neck. Guys get in trouble, oh, we try to act right, but how many things can go wrong in one night? First, I had a date with my baby at 7 o'clock. Dad let me use his car. Driving to her house, I must have hit a sharp rock. My trouble began when I blew a front tire.
What happened?
An hour late cause I didn't have a jack. I'm in hot water up to my neck. Second, I had to walk to a station about a mile down the road and get them to fix it right. Just my luck and they were already closed. But when got back, the car had been sideswiped.
How awful!
Get heck, I'm in hot water up to my neck. Third, along came a chick in a yellow convert. I hadn't seen her before. She slammed on her brakes to see if I'd been hurt, but she backed up too fast and tore off my door.
How embarrassing!
What can happen next? I'm in hot water up to my neck. Four.
There's more?
Oh, sure. I was sitting with the chick in the yellow car when my baby drove by in her heat. I couldn't done worse if I had started a war. The last word she called me sounded something like creep.
That's gratitude.
My baby in the car is a wreck. I'm in hot water up to my neck. Five.
Oh, forget it.
Oh, forget it.
forget about the show.
Merry Corona and Happy New Lockdown. Goodbye.